Scripture says Christ holds all things together. He holds it all together. That means every part of your body, every part of everything around, every moment, Christ is holding together. He just kind of said, forget it. It's done. Think of a dad holding a little baby. He's holding that baby up. I'm tired. Boom. Baby drops. He's got to exercise energy to hold that baby up. He quits exercising the energy. It's done. Christ holds. He's holding all things together. So when you think everything's going to pieces, no. Christ got it. This is not the way we want it. So we have two things. God's love. God's power. I've talked to you guys about this before. You've heard it. But I'm explaining to you how that relates into having the victory and the strength and the prosperity when you move on. All right? Because when you're standing strong there on His love and His power, when the weight comes, you don't stumble. All right? It's just like being stronger because your legs are strong. And so when the weight comes on, you go, God loves me. He's all powerful. I got this. I got it. He loves me. He's all powerful. I don't have to worry about what's going to happen. I don't care how big the trial is. I don't care how big it is. I don't care what it is. He loves us. We're His children. He's in control of all things. When Job was being attacked by Satan, he had to go to God. This is part of it. He had to go to God at everything he was going to do. He had to get permission from God. Satan is the prince of this earth. He runs the earth, all right? But God decides what power Satan has. Did you get that in back here? There, I'm just giving you a principle for that. Everything goes through God when Satan is bringing things against us. And all evil comes from Satan. And when Job was being attacked, one thing after another, he got permission from God to do it. Horrible things happened to Job. He lost everything he owned. He lost his family. He lost everything. And God allowed it to happen. He allowed those horrible things to happen. Did he love Job? Yeah. But he knew there was something better. Scripture says, endure hardship as discipline. It says, don't be surprised. Here shows God's controlling things. Don't be surprised at the painful trials you're going through. Okay? Don't be surprised. These are things that God's allowed for your strengthening. He's allowed those things to make you stronger. It's in His control. So if it's happened to you, He's allowed it to happen to you. So when you go through difficulties and the weights come on, the strength comes from your mind and your faith, but the faith doesn't have to be big. It has to be in the right place. I believe God loves me. I believe He's all-powerful. And when you guys have the next time something comes against you, you're feeling a hit. Could be this morning. There's some things you're dealing with. Stop and say, does God really love me? What more can He do to show me He loves me? What more do I want out of Him to believe He loves me? Ask the question. Because Satan doesn't know how to answer that one. Satan's always in our mind. And he asks the question. He says, come on, bring it on. What could He do? What more could He do? What more could He do to show He's all powerful? What more? Oh, well, He can fix everything on the earth. Well, did He do that for Jesus? Did He make it all easy for Him? Scripture says, why should we expect any different? So why should I expect it easy? If He allowed it difficult for Jesus, He allowed it difficult for the apostles and disciples, why should I expect it easy? Well, you shouldn't, I guess. So you don't. So most of our hits in life come from us having unrealistic expectations. That's where we get the hit. And unrealistic expectations means we're not walking in truth. Okay? It means that we're believing a lie.